And welcome to Your Health with MU Healthcare on AM 1340 KXEO. Have a Dr. Brian Bostic here with MU Healthcare. And if you just tell everybody your exact title for us this morning.
Yes, yeah, so I'm a cardiologist. So it's Brian Bostic, MD, PhD. I'm an assistant professor of cardiovascular medicine for MU Healthcare.
Well, February is Heart Month, as a lot of people may know, and I was just kind of wondering what one of the main central messages would be for Heart Month that you would like to get out there.
I think the key message to talk about during Heart Health Month is the importance of getting screened and getting checked for the risk factors of cardiovascular disease or occult cardiovascular disease itself that you may not know that you have.
There are a couple of things that people might be able to do to help keep their heart healthy. Are there some things and some tips that you might be able to give some of our listeners this morning?
Yeah, so, you know, it's really a lot of the things that we heard growing up are still what we're preaching, which is, you know, eating healthy, diets that are high in fruits and vegetables and low in cholesterol and low in saturated fats. We're also talking a lot about activity and being out, being active, whether that's exercise or just any sort of activity that gets you moving, gets your heart rate up, gets you breathing heavy. We also talk a lot about risk factors to be screened for as far as looking out for diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and then I talk to a lot of my patients about the avoidance of other risk factors like smoking and high alcohol intake.
So how does your diet impact your heart? Is it a major factor on your health for your heart?
It is. It's one of those lifestyle factors that is really different for everyone as far as how much it affects their risk for heart disease, but it does matter for everyone. We talk a lot about maintaining a healthy weight and just modulating and eating in moderation so that you maintain a healthy weight as being one of the most important ways. But that heart-healthy diet that I talked about is also critical.
So how often should people get a cardiovascular screening, in your opinion?
So a complex screening like you would get at the MU Healthcare's Heart and Vascular Center should maybe be after discussion with your primary provider or with your other family members about heart disease risk. And that can really happen at any point. Whenever a patient wants to call up and get an appointment, we can go over all of their risk factors and all of the risk that goes into their heart health. But things like blood pressure should be checked at every visit, anytime you visit a healthcare provider, and knowing what your blood pressure is and knowing how close you are to that goal of 120 over 80. Cholesterol screening should be happening if you're low risk at least every 4 to 6 years, but those that are higher risk or have already elevated cholesterol as much as yearly. We also talk about screening for diabetes, which should occur through your healthcare provider at least probably every 3 years, depending on your risk.
So we're in the wintertime months right now, and Missouri kind of got dumped on with a whole lot of snow, and people are doing their chores and their tasks of trying to get rid of the snow. You know, do they need to watch it with their heart health being and doing some of those strenuous activities outside?
You do need to be a little bit careful. I tell patients that you've got to kind of know your body and go by how you feel. It's not a good time if you've been sitting around the couch not doing much to go out and try to clear the whole driveway and, you know, overdo it and really wear yourself out. But, you know, in the winter months when it's hard to get out and do a lot, shoveling snow is a great way to stay in shape. I was actually just talking to one of my patients yesterday who said that with all that snow, he and his wife, they would just go out and just kind of pick at it a little bit each day. And finally, after about a week, they got it cleared. And he said, "Doc, I feel as good as I've felt in years after doing that." So I said, "You know what? We're just going to prescribe you a yearly snowfall to get yourself going." But he just, you know, a little bit at a time can really help you out.
Very nice. If people would like to get a hold of you here at MU Healthcare, how would they go about doing that?
So you can go to muhealth.org/hearts and get a lot more information about heart month and ways to get a hold of us to make appointments. But you can also always call up the MU Healthcare Heart and Vascular Center to make an appointment to see me in clinic or even just to get in contact with me through MU Healthcare.
Outstanding. I want to thank you for your time this morning, sir. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's been another edition of Your Health with MU Healthcare on AM 1340 KXEO.